Let's go back to the last line in the Tosafot said, "Lehem al ha'ar." The end of shiur yesterday, I was started to talk it through and talked it around and around and around. But this is a recording device.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Yeah, so what did Tosafot say? Tosafot is it's not so elaborate, and Tosafot is more. Tosafot wants to bring a raya to Rashi's sheet. He's bringing a raya against Rabbeinu Tam that the Mechuber has a Shem of Adizara. It's just Mutabahanah, there's a limud, it's Mutabahanah, but fundamentally it has a Shem of Adizara. He's bringing a raya against that. And to the sheet of Rashi, that Mechuber doesn't have a Shem of Adizara at all. It's not an illegal at all. So he brings Uriah from the Gemara later. He says, "V'hashtana minicha hodam min l'kamon." He doesn't even ask the question. He says, "V'hashtana minicha hodam min l'kamon." The shoyle gavoya. Kevin she'en shem of a rezor aleim klal v'havi ki'ilu lo'i nefo. What is it that was bothering him that is hashtan nicha? So in Tosafot Rosh it's spelled out more. Because there in the Gemara, it's a machoikas 2 days in the Gemara Rova and Avunah Beit Rabbi Yeshua. Regarding whether there's a din, whether there's a heter of mechuber for gavaya. I'm sorry, a heter of mechuber for gavaya. If you have something that's mechuber, you have a rezor that's mechuber. Well, a heter that's a lot of mutter, mechuber is mutter. That's a nevharim. But now I want to use it for mitzvah. Let's say it's havonim shenadaldul. I want to use it to build a mitzvah or. There's other case in the Gemara later on in Tachar. He's after some wheat, then he wants to use it for Menachos, case it later. Anyway, the Gemara asks this Niva, when it comes to Lugavaya, is there a heter of Mechuber? So there's 2 days in the Gemara. Rava says that it's also. Lugavaya is also. Heter Mechuber is only the head. Lugavaya is also. He learns it out of Kavach Chaimer from Esna. Adach Esna and Mutter had it all together. Mugavaya Tzasser, Tarez Namachalik, if Esna is Polish, Mechuber, Tarez said Esna is also. So therefore, Kavach Chaimer, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, which is certainly more common than Esna, it's also, ordinarily, it's also Lehadid. Certainly, when it comes to Mugavaya, it's also Ben Betolish, Ben the Mechuber. So anyway, Rav Ashita is that Mechuber is also Mugavaya. Only mutter lahed. So, shtachar lahar, it's mutter to a regular person, but you can't use it to build a mizbeach. That's his rabba. Rav Huna Beit Yeshua says no. Faket says that Torah said halaharim lahed. Torah said that mechuber is not a vadezar. Torah is not machalik. Then lahed is then lahed. It's mutter across the board. Not only that, but Rav Huna Beit Yeshua turns around and learns a kavachayim of faket. That now that I know that there's a heter of mechuber even the gavaya, then it works even like esnan, and even esnan that's mechuber is mutter gavaya. So if he gives a zayin of esnan or something that's mechuber, so it'll be mutter gavaya. That's the gemara. 2 days in the gemara. So the Taisa Rosh asks, what do you mean? Torah said Alaharim. What does that Puner Beit Yeshua mean when he said Torah said Alaharim Aleihem? Torah said Mechuber Mutter. Torah not the Chalik Ben Yehed Ben the Hedyet Ben the Gavaya. Stomach Yipurush Mutter across the board. Why the pasuk of Alaharim Aleihem is talking Lehedyet? It's not talking the Gavaya. By Balak Chayim Moshul, we know there is a Chilik Ben Hedyet and Gavaya. There the Torah says there we have a perishing wood. But Balak Chayim. And they're only also the Gavaya. There's a din of Nevat. The Nevat is also the Gavaya, but it's Mutala Hadiyah. So why does the Gunnar Beshua take for granted? Is it the Torah said, Alaharm Alehayim, Alaharm Alehayim, there's a Hedir of Mechuba, Loishna Lehadiyah, Loishna Lehadiyah. Nechatesa. The Torah said, Lehadiyah. Maybe Gavaya is different, but by the Chaim, you see that Gavaya is different. That's the Tosafot Rosh's question. No, it's the same way, the Torah itself doesn't say, Befeirush. It says there's a heter mechuber. Torah says there's a heter balechayim, but it's only heter lehedyet, not legavaya. So by the same token, maybe the heter mechuber is only lehedyet, it's not legavaya. says the Taisus HaRosh, well, if you Rashi, it's good. Because Avodah Zarah, Mechubah, it's very different than Baal Chaim. Baal Chaim is the Hefer. The Hefer was Hedla Hedik, wasn't Hedla Gavaya. Mechubah is deeper than that. Mechubah doesn't have a Shem of Avodah Zarah at all. Doesn't have a Shem of Avodah Zarah at all. So stomach of Perusha, the Torah said, Alaharim Alehem, Alaharim Alehem, the Torah said that the Har is not an Elihus. If the Torah said the Har is not an Elihus, unless we know otherwise, the assumption is that that's even a Gavaya. That's what Tosfos B'Kitzur is saying by us as well. Where did the Gemara get over there L'Kamon that it's Mutla Gavaya? Maybe it's not Mutla Gavaya. Maybe the Hefer is only L'Hedit. Like Baruch Chaim. The answer is, Kamen She'ein Sh'ein Shem Avad Is Kechavim Aleim Klal V'Havi Ke'ilu Le'Nevdav. If it's Ke'ilu Le'Nevdav, then it's Mutla even L'Gavaya. That's the Tosfos. So, a few things. First of all, I guess what I asked yesterday, so how do you understand Rava? Rava says that it is also a Gavaya. Mechubah is also a Gavaya. Maybe we should put this down so we just don't lose track of the whole blood. Nothing complicated, just for reference. Mechubah very clear, Beshua, says that Mechubah is also a Gavaya. Is Mutla. Mechubah is Mutla. How do you know it? What do we just say? Because the Gemara says, because the Pasuk said that it's Mutla, Leishna. The Gemara says, Ala Horem. Leishna, Lehedyat, Leishna, Ala Gavaya. Just from the default. Which Tosfos just explained? Well, Reish Pesa, because if it's not an Elihus at all, presumably it's Leishna Lehedit Leishna L'Gavai. Rava says that Mechubah is also L'Gavai and then Erech HaBachemer from Esna. Madach Esnan is also L'Gavai and was Mutu Lehedit. And the Leishna Betolus, Leishna Mechubah, Tarja said Esnan, didn't say Achillet, Mechubah, Gavai, Esnan. So Avodah Zarah also, Kavachimer from Esnan to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also Osir, the Mechubah, the Gavai. So what is the question? Not a question on Tosfos, it's a question on Rashi. A question on this whole Shita. If in fact, Alahorim Lahayim means, it's Pshutvishal Nikra, that the Har is not an Elihus at all, Ad Kideg Kach, that Rashi was even bothered, why is the Yvdei and Besayach? They didn't worship Avodah Zarah. Rashi answers, yeah, they knew some Avodah Zarah Mechavni, but they had Kavona for Avodah Zarah. They wrote Tosfos Rosh said, they were Kofi B'Iker, at the end of the day, they were Kofi B'Iker. But the thing itself is not an Elihus. So how come it's also a Gavaya? It's fine, I have a Kavah Chaymer from Esna. Very nice, I have a Kavah Chaymer, but it has to make sense. L'maisa, it's not Avodah Zarah. So how is it also a Gavaya? If it's not an Elihus, if it's not Avodah Zarah, then how could it be also a Gavaya? What's the limit from Essen going to help me? So for this, we deployed the Biskarov. The Biskarov says it about this. I mean, he's not in this kind of those, but the Biskarov says it on this issue. And the Biskarov says that the answer is, it's kind of read the Biskarov, it's a very beautiful Biskarov, and you know, because I've got in the second. Just to see how he puts everything together, it's very nice. So the Biskarov, I bet it needs my skull. The Biskarov says that the Isser never L'Gavaya is not because it has a Shem of it is not. The Isser never L'Gavaya is because it was never Baver. So that's still true. It was never Baver. I guess that's the limush from Esna is also, like, it was not exactly never Baver. The pain, the zayin is not there, but it's associated with Aveira. So it has such shem ganai that it's Esten zayin. So it's also a gavaya. So similarly, anything which is a nevad, it also has a ganai that was never Aveira, so it's also a gavaya. That's pshat. We could learn from Esten on the issue of the issue of a gavaya. So if that's the case, that's the case, that the Shem Nevad is because it was Nasa by Avera, so then how do I understand Rabbeinu Beit Yehoshua? Rabbeinu Beit Yehoshua says, well, the Torah said the har is not merely hus, leshen l'ra'etid, leshen l'gavaya, therefore Nevad is mutu l'gavaya. The issue of Nevad is not because it's Nevad is Zara. The issue of Nevad is because Nasa by Avera. Nasa by Avera, who cares if it's an illegal or not? So it's not a har melehem. But it's Nasa by Avera. The har was Nasa by Avera. So what's trying to put a very good issue? What? Put it differently, what about the Kamata Esna? The Etzim Isser of Nevad the Gavaya. Nevad the Gavaya is a Pasuk. It's a Nevahem of Leitzis and Nevad. So we have this din of Nevad, according to the Biskov. It's nothing to do with that, with the Shem of Zara. It's because it's Nasa by Avera. So it's Nasa by Avera. So it's nothing to do with Aharon Melehem. Who cares? So fine. Leshon Lehem, Leshon Lehem. The Torah said Aharon Melehem, Blay Aharon Melehem. Okay, fine. Blay Aharon Melehem. The Har is not Melehem. That's not the problem. The problem is Nasa by Avera. So what's the pshat in Avuna Bray the Rabbi Yeshua? Unless we'll say that it's a Hagu Penechuk. Maybe that's good for the Machlokes. That's hard to say. I mean, that's like a big thing to say, you know? That's the big gun. Let's say that. That's good for the Machlokes. Rava holds, like he learns that from Esnan, that Nevad is because Nasa by Avera. Do me the Esnan. And Avuna Bray Yeshua holds that no, it's because it has a different gedder in the Yisra of Nevad. Not because Nasa by Avera, but because it has a Shem Melihus. And Mechuber doesn't have a Shem Melihus. Yeah, but we're obviously very reluctant to say anything like that. We're going to make this local Machlokes and Machlokes and the whole gedder of Nevad. It doesn't sound like the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like a Machlokes in the Limud. You know, how do you make a Kavah Chaimer? Gemara asks Rava, why do you say like you? Say like this? He says, well, Luchum and Machshinon. We can make what we know. We have a choice. We can dash and we can make a Kavah Chaimer Luchum or Lekulo. So Luchum and Machshinon. We make the Kavah Chaimer Luchum, not Lekulo. I mean, it's not a fear. You can say, yeah, the Kavah Chaimer, if you make the Kavah Chaimer from Esnan, it's in the Gala, a new Gather, and Neva. And if you don't make the Kavah Chaimer from Esnan, make the Kavah Chaimer from the other way around. So then it has to do with the Alohar Melehem. That's a very Sherbot. Moreover, even if you try to say that it's because the funeral rate of Yeshua. Rabbeinu Beit Yehoshua says that Mechuber is Mutal L'Gavaya, and then he goes a step further and he says, once Mechuber is Mutal L'Gavaya, so we then say Kavah Chaimer V'Esnan. That Esnan Mechuber, Kavah Chaimer V'Esnan, that if it's Mechuber, it's Mutal L'Gavaya. Right? That's the two. That's the machlokes there. Rabbeinu Beit Yehoshua says, "Mechuber is mutal l'gavaya, Kavah Chaimer Esnan is mutal l'gavaya." And notice it the other way around. Esnan is also even be mechuber. Kavah Chaimer the Avodah Zarah is also mechuber l'gavaya. That's the two machlokes. So the chayre, According to Rashi, that together why Mechuber is Mutter is because it doesn't have a Shemeli Himachayim, like Pesach Rosh explained, like Pesach explained, Kilu Neva doesn't have a Shemeli Himachayim. They're connecting it to Rashi, right? Pesach Rosh, they're connecting Avuna Beit Yehoshua to Rashi. They're saying the Pshat in Avuna Beit Yehoshua, why is it Mutter Lehavaya? Because of Rashi, because it doesn't have a Shemeli Himachayim at all. Kilu Neva, it doesn't get a Shem of Avodah Zarah. It can't be an Elohim Achayim. Al Har Melehem. So how can we not have a Kavah Chaimer to Esna? What does that do to Esna? Eshnan, it is Eshnan Zoyn. When is it not Eshnan Zoyn? So it is Eshnan Zoyn. Say, well, I'm a hair. But how can it not be? But how is the... In other words, maybe if you hold that the Heter Mechubber is like a matir, it's a din, that the Mechubber is matir the Yisr. So the Yisr Nachal and Mechubber. I'll therefore have remained in the town. It's a din, the Yisurim and Nachal and Mechubber. So then I could say, well, if the Yisr Rabbi Nazor is not Nachal and Mechubber, so Kavachayim and Yisr Esther is not Nachal and Mechubber. That's particular, that's the Pashar Rabbi Nazor. But if you learn like Toysvis, Toysirosh, Rashi Betzer, that the reason why Mechubber is mutter is because it doesn't have a Shem Rabbi Nazor at all. That's why it's mutter even the Gavaya, because it doesn't have a Shem HaVadizor at all. It's not a Lihus, you will never. You can't get a Shem HaVadizor. That is a Shaykh who learned from that in Tavu Chaim with the Esma. So he will never, but he gave it to the Zayman. So that's a problem here also, second problem. And the third problem is, problem number one is, said the head of Mechubel of the Vayik doesn't have a Shem of the Zohar, so he says, what's happening wrong? So he said the Briskerov, that it's a Nasa by a Beira. So what did you say the Briskerov then? What's happening wrong with the Beira? Sure. At the end of the day, it's Nasa by a Beira. Aisha says the head of the Rebbe Shua is because it doesn't have a Shem of the Mechayim. Who cares to have a Shem of the Mechayim, but it's Nasa by a Beira. Question number two, according to Pesach Pesirosh, that the heter, the reason why Mechubber is Mutter Gavaya, even the reason why Mechubber is Mutter, even Gavaya, is because it's Gilu Leinemad, acting what happened there, Kavachayim El Esna. What does it have to do with Esna? And then we have this, what we keep coming back to is this Haifa's question, which is, happened in the word later on, a Matzad from Mechubber and Neva, from Mechubber and Mechubber Malachayim. That's how a shabbos should be hemshul and shem and tisri adam. How do you make a matzah from two different kinds of etayim? This is a hefter that they say. I know it's a chal and mechubah. This is a different thing. That is not only a machayim. That mechubah is not only a machayim. Sorry, balakayim is that the Yisrael knows not chal and balakayim. It has a shem of a dezara, but the Yisrael knows not chal in it. Mechubah is a different thing. Mechubah is that it's not only a machayim. So it's apples and oranges. How do you make a matzah? I want to say maybe have gone in this. After shiur yesterday, I was talking to some guys, and I think there's a maybe you can say here. Sorry, get a handle on it a little bit. Let's understand Shitas Rashi. Rashi says the pshat in the hetter mechubber is that it doesn't have a shem elohim acher. So, chayil the partial understanding of that. Is that, I mean, it's Kseir Sakosov, but what does it say in this Kseir Sakosov? That the Mechubber doesn't become Elohim Acher. So, if Shuto, you say that it's just there's something antithetical about a Mechubber being an Elohus. I said, a Mechubber can't be an Elohus. I think there's a different way to say it. It's not that a Mechubber can't be an Elohus. It's that a person can't be mechel on a mechubber. A chalei shem elikos. The mechubber is impervious. Yeah, I use a mashal as inert. You know, it's impervious to the action of it. But the person wants to be is oivet it, and normally by being oivet it would be mechel on a shem elihim acher. That's how Abba Dezor works. It becomes a limachem. And here the Torah said that a mechubber is not affected by my avoda. Le'inizel, he said that le'inizel that it can't become a limachem. It's not nifal in the mechubber that it should become a limachem. What's the difference between these two nuschos? You know, sometimes you say a difference in nuschos and it doesn't mean anything. It's just words. I want to bring out what's the difference. So l'mashal, let's do a thought experiment. What would be, maybe there's a better way to say it, but let's say it like this. Imagine if there would be a halacha that a mechuber, not besides not being Elohim Acherim, we have Xeris HaKosu somewhere, that there's some other halos that mechuber also can't get. Lamashal, let's say that there was a din that mechuber can't become hefesh, which obviously is not true, but in this thought experiment, to imagine an alternate universe where there's Xeris HaKosu, that if a machdish mechuber, it doesn't become hefesh. So I would then have two halachas. I would have a halacha that mechuber can't be Elohim Acherim, and I would have a halacha that mechuber can't be hefesh. So b'pshuto, even then, I say these are unrelated halachas. Mechuber can't be elohim acherim. Mechuber can't be hefesh. They have totally nothing to do with each other. What I'm suggesting is that it would be a similar idea that I can't be poel chalos in mechuber. Obviously, certain chalos that I could be mechel in mechuber. I'm not saying you can't be mechel any chalos in mechuber. You could sell mechuber. The truth is you could be machdash mechuber too. This is just a fantasy. You could be machdash mechuber. But I'm just trying to bring out maybe lesabres oizen that I want to understand the Rashi. He's not saying that mechuber can't be elohim acherim. He's saying that I can't be mechel in mechuber. Mechuber would I want to be mechel. It's not affected by my action. I can't be mechel in mechuber. The mechuber Hashem elohim acherim. The mechuber is not able to be makabel lechalos. I can't be poel lechalos in the mechuber. People say that in Nusuch. So first of all, I think right away we could be marviach. There's simple ways to say this, but in Yenenu, I want to say it this way. And we would right away be marviach the stipulous kasha. The stipulous is, Balechayim and Mechuber are totally different halachas. Mechuber is not also ba'ano. I mean, Balechayim are avodah zarah, but they're not also ba'ano. Mechuber is not avodah zarah at all. For all I know, Lu Yitzur Mechuber could be Avodah Zarah. It would be also Bahano. It just can't be Avodah Zarah. It can't be Elohim Acher. So these are two different dinim. Mechuber has Alokha that it's not Avodah Zarah. I don't know if it can't. It could be also Bahano, but it's not Avodah Zarah. Bar Chaim has a different Alokha. It is Avodah Zarah, but it's not also Bahano. How can you make a Ma'at Tzad, make a Tzad HaShavu Shabem, to Amni Horm Shin Dalbu? Tzara shavish v'em, amen, tishu deyodom, so af ani ovi, avni hashmi galgul, that they're also like that. Like what? What din would they get? That they're not Avodah Zarah? That's true of Mechuber, it's not true of Balei Chayim. That they're not also Ba'ano? That's true about Balei Chayim. Who says it's true about Mechuber? So how are you making a time outside and outside from two different things? Once we say this Mesuch, though, that the idea, the reason why Mechuber can't become Avodah Zarah, that's stam because Mechuber can't be an Elihus. It's because I can't be toil in the mechuber the chalay shem of a desar. So then it could be the yesh b'chal masayim mana. If I can't be mechel in mechuber a chalay shem of a desar, the lachas kama v'chama that I can't be mechel in mechuber, that I can't be mechel in mechuber particular dinim of a desar. If I can't be toil in the mechuber that should become a desar at all, so that already. Not because a mechuber can't be an Elohim Acherim. Maybe it could be an Elohim Acherim, but it's not affected by my actions. I can't be... Other actions, yes. Hekdesh, yes. But the act of making something of a Nazara, I can't do to a mechuber. So that's kolo, that I can't do to a mechuber the act of making it osir b'hano as of a Nazara. If I can't even give it a shell of a Nazara, I certainly can't be mechel in it a isuri of a Nazara. So if that's the case, then there is a lowest common denominator that Mechuber and Balei Chayim share. Mechuber and Balei Chayim share that I can't be Mechil in them, the Isser Hanov, Avodah Zarah. Of course, Mechuber has more. Mechuber goes more than that. Mechuber is more inert than Balei Chayim. Balei Chayim are semi-inert. I could be Mechil in them, Hashem Avodah Zarah, but I can't be Mechil in the Isser Hanov, Avodah Zarah. Mechuber is more. Mechuber is so inert that I can't even be Mechil in Hashem Avodah Zarah. But it's already enough in common that I can make a tzad hashavash. I can say, look, they have a tzad hashavash b'hem. The lowest common denominator is I can't be poel in these hanover with Azar. And the tzad hashavash b'hem is that they have tfisus deyodim. So ani obi, abni hashani daldalu, that also have no tfisus deyodim. Then in them also I can't be poel in these hanover with Azar. Shem with Azar, of course I could, because I don't have a matzah. But for as much as they have a lowest common denominator, for that I can make a matzah. The point is, once we say this nusuk, it's not just that mechuber can't have a can't be an eliyim mechayim. It's that it's not reactive to my. I can't be pale in it. The chaloy shem eliyim mechayim. But then we can say we can then it follows the yesh b'chal masayim on it. I can't be pale in it. The shem of the zara alachas chama v'chama. I can't be pale in it. The yisrael nova v'nizar. Stochastic of things. Everything I want to say in this piece is a little stochastic, but sometimes we do that too. And I think it's very geschmack from Lashon HaTosfos. The Lashon HaTosfos is that Mechuber is evil or never. We'll see in a minute more particularly why Tosfos says that nusach. But the nusach is very accommodating to what I want to say. The mechuber is ki'ilu lo never. The part is not that the mechuber can't be an elohim acher. Maybe in some other way it could become an elohim acher. I don't know, maybe like, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam could make a mechuber into an avodah zarah. Declare it an avodah zarah. But I can't do it to the mechuber. The mechuber is inert to my actions. I want to be over to the mechuber and by my avodah make it into an avodah zarah. So it's that, it's ki'ilu never. What I ki'ilu. He looks like the guy, the Nochi is being over to the Har. So now the Har is going to become a Mechubah, it's going to become an Elihus. But he's not Kilo and Eva. It's like Pogba and Eva. He can bow to the mountain all he wants. It doesn't do anything to the mountain. The mountain is not Nifal. The mountain is not Nifal. It's just falls short. The mountain remains just a regular mountain. It's not Nifal that he should get a shame of it by his action. It's kilu loy never. That's the havana of it. It's kilu loy never. It's kama v'chama. Like I said before, it's kilu loy. It's kilu loy never. The leaning the shem of it is there. It's certainly kilu loy never. The inyan the yisuri of it is there. Whatever normally all the reactions that would normally follow from his being over to the heart, they don't happen because it's kilu loy never. The issue of Gavoya is because it has a Shem Gnai of never done of Nasa by Aver. It's a different thing. So here, Yesh Lovin. Just because by being Meshtachavet to the Har, I can't be Poyal in the Har, then I should get a Shem Elim Achayim. Maybe I can still be Poyal in the Har, that I should get a Shem of Nasa by Aver. The Shem Gnai of Nasa by Aver it has. From Esna. You see, Esna can get the Shem Gnai of Esna even though it's Mechuber. So you see, being Mechuber doesn't make you impervious to the Shem Gnai of Esna that is connected to Znus. That's Shem Gnai you can get. So if he's Meshtachavet to the Har. Yeah, it's not Poel in the Har that it should get a Shem Elim Achayim. But it can still be Poel in the Har that it should get a Shem Gnai of having been connected with Maya there. So that's Kavachayim of Esna, then Mechuber should be also in the way. And then Huda Beirushu says no. Can't learn from Esten because who says Esten? Because who told you that Esten is also the Mechuba? Maybe Fakeh. We'll start the other way around. In the end, we're going to be Matir Esten and Mechuba. We'll start the other way around. Say, look, the Torah said Alohar Melehem, that the heart that doesn't become Elohim Achayim, Kilulay Nevad. So Mestoma is not called, it's not, doesn't have an Isser Nevad either. So here's where we had a problem before. What's one thing I have to do with the other? Just because a mechuber can't be elohim achayim, what does that have to do with the issur of? This is one of the problems that I had before. Just because a mechuber can't be elohim achayim, but the Biskov told us that never has nothing to do with being elohim achayim. Never has to do with being nasa by avera. So what's the point of Rabbi Yeshua saying? Well, the Torah says that al har melehem, the har is not enough if it's not an elihus, so it should be mutter even gavay. It's not an elihus, but what does that have to do with the issur never? The issur never has to do with nasa by avera. That was a problem. That was one of the problems that I asked before. But Fidus Nusuch, I think it's much better. It's not that a heart can't be an Elohim Achayim. It's that when I'm Mishtachavet to the Har, when the Goy is Mishtachavet to the Har, it's it falls short of the har. The ma'is yish dachavoya is not able to pile that the har should become elohim acher. Says Rebbe Yehuda b'Yeshua, in Svara I would say that if ma'is dachavoya is not able to pile in the har, that it became an elohim acherim, then it's not able to pile in the har that it should be called nasa b'yaleira either, because it says in the halacha of al har melehem that ma'is dachavoya ilu doesn't reach the har. It's not pile in the har. Falls short of the har. If it falls short of the har, the inyan that the har should become elohim acherim, so maybe by the same token, it's kilu then no avera was done with the har, because ma'ish tachavoya doesn't affect the chetz of the har. It doesn't affect the chetz of the har, the inyan that it should be elohim acherim. Maybe it's not even called that it's nasa bayavera. It's kilu ma'ish tachavoya is divorced from the har. It's like, you know, so he was mishachar to a figment of his imagination to the other day. There's no chetz there to become nasa bayavera. Well, here, even though he thinks he's in Mishnah Chavit Lahar, but the Maisa, the Har's not affected. Well, if the Har's not affected to become Elohim Achayim, and that's the din of Loya Har Lulayim, the Har's not affected to become Elohim Achayim, so maybe it's not even affected to be called Nasa Bayadeh. And the Rebbech that I'm saying with this Nusach is, if it was Stamavort that a Har can't be Elohim Achayim, just because a Har can't be Elohim Achayim, what does that have to do with not being Nasa Bayadeh? But now I'm saying, no, it's not that the Har can't be Elohim Achayim, it's that his Avodah is not able to pile in the har. The har is inert to his avodah, and therefore doesn't become elohim acherim. So maybe by the same token, says the Rebbe Yehuda, it shouldn't become nasa b'yaleir either. And that's really the hadgoshim toisus that is kilu never cloud. That's why Toisus so says those words. Till the bottom of Toisus, he never said those words kilu never cloud. He didn't need it. Up to now we're saying, you know, I'm not piling it. Up to now we're busy with elohim acherim. But now Toisus wants to explain why is it mutal of avodah according to Rebbe Yehuda. Mutal Gavaya means it's not even called Nasa Bayaveir. Where did that come from? Yeah, because that's a step further. Once you say, like Rashi, this is all right, Rashi. Once you say that the idea of Mechuber is that it's not Nifal in it, that it should become a Shavuot Zor at all, he's Meshtachavet to the Har, and the Har doesn't react. The Har, the Har brushes it off, and the Har doesn't become an Elohim Acherim. Well, once you say that, then in Svara it's not rough to say, then it's Kivul Ineva Kal, even in regard to Nasa Be'eveh. I asked before, we learned a Kavachayimah to Esna. Rapunah Be'educhu learned a Kavachayimah to Esna. So I asked, according to Rashi, the reason why Mechuber is Mutter is because it doesn't have a Shem of a Dezor. What does it have to do with Esna? Well, it's also one of the questions that we have before. Now it's good. It's not just that it doesn't have a Shem Elohim Achayim. The point of Huda Be'Yeshua, the idea is that since Ma'ish Tachavoyah to the Har is not able to make the Har into Elohim Achayim, it's not even called Kilu Le'Nevet Klal. It's not even called that it was Nasa Bayavera. Because Ma'ish Tachavoyah doesn't touch the Har. So the Har is not connected to Ma'avera. The Har is there, but it's not. It doesn't get the Shem that it was Nasa Bayavera. But I did an Avera by being Mishtachavet to the Har. But the har itself is not called that it's a chetz shel aveira, because my ishtachavoy is not able to pile in the har. So the har is not, it's inert to my ishtachavoy. Says the Rebbe Be'Yeshua, maybe for that, Kavachayimah to Esen also. That even though Esen also, what happens? He gives the Esen to the Zayna, because he gave the Esen to the Zayna, the Esen gets a shem gnai of Nasabai, you can't really call it Nasabai aveira, because the pain of the Zayna is not the aveira, but it gets a shem gnai of Esna, because it was used for Esna and Zayna. So maybe they would also say, but if it's mechuber, so just like, by analogy, just like when it's mishtachavet to the har doesn't get the shem gnai of nasa bayaveir, because the mechuber is inert. It's not able to mekabel the shem, it's not able to mekabel the chalois from his actions. Even the chalois of nasa bayaveir is not mekabel from his actions. So maybe that could be true by Esnan also. The chalois of the shem gnai of Esnan is not a mechuber, is not able to be mekabel. And his gilu, everything that he did doesn't affect the... He did all this transaction, the nice, so the mechuba remains. The mechuba remains the way it was before. It doesn't become that nifl in the mechuba, the shem of Esther. It's a subtle Rebbech. It's just a change in Nusach, but I think this little tiny change in how we say it makes a lot of these problems easier. I think maybe going forward also in the Tosfos on Bottom, maybe it also helps us a little bit. Let's see Tosfos on Bottom. So the Kamakama saw that CPR in a jar. And we actually bring to the Gemara. So most of it, basically, we're highlighting the Kama. They both hold the highest mutter. So what should basically really adding to the Tanakama? Omer Rami Mechama, Omer Shalkish, Tzipiyah, Gahari, Tzibinai. And the Sakana saw the Tzipiyah, Enik Gahar, Umitzah. But the Yisek really saw the Tzipiyah, Enik Gahar. No, it's the main point of Yisek really is not the Dinah, the Lehem, or the Horem, that's the Tanakama also gives you. The main point of Yisek really is he doesn't accept the Lissachim Kesef Zor Alayim. Tanakama said, Mashalayim Asurim, Shanem, Lissachim Kesef Zor Alayim. The Tzipri is also. The Tzipri of the Har is also. And basically, it holds out that way. Once the Har is mutter, the Tzipri of the Har is also mutter. That place is in Taymar. Maishna Tzipri Har also, Yosem is Tikri Vosa, the Shoik, the Pishis Lev. The Kravis of it is the Kravis of Har is mutter. It's the Mark Chulin, he said before. The same way, if the Kravis is mutter, so the Sifu should also be mutter. Doesn't really spell out the kasha so much. What's he asking? Yeah, there's a pasuk with Sachma Kesef Zor Alayim. He means, because he's going with the Shittas Rashi, with Tosfos before goes with Shittas Rashi, that the reason why the Kleivus is mutter is because it doesn't have a Shem of a Dezor at all. So it's not the Kleivus of a Dezor, it doesn't have a Shem of a Dezor. So he's asking, no, if it doesn't have a Shem of a Dezor, then it's not Sipi of a Dezor either. So I'm going to have to have one. Otherwise, what's his kasha? So Tosfos answers, talking about a case where the tzipui was also never agav the har. It means the tzipui was there b'shas b'shachavoy. So when he's over the har, so agav the har, he's also over to the tzipui. So now the tzipui is also not just because it is tzipui of a nizar. It's not tzipui of a nizar. The har is not of a nizar. But the tzipui is also in its own right because they were over to the tzipui agav the har. So the har itself doesn't become a nizar, but the tzipui becomes nesa. And that's what the pasuk is talking about. The kaf also kind of common. There's a reason why the chashin lay the mechuber gahas and the mishoy. He owns that. He owns the tzipui. Has it in a mechuber? The chayit is similar. This chayit is similar to. That's exactly the same. It's similar to Taisus Hashita and the Beis Amid Aleph. Taisus Rosh says it also that Misham Shehar also. You know, we spoke yesterday, it's Machot is the Atais is placed in Chulun. The Gemara Daf Nun Beis has a drasha that Misham Shehar also from this passage. Abit Abdin is called a Mekaymis, and Eino Inin Lemekaymis, they only look Kalim Shin Ishtam Shubem. Tais is in Chulun learns Kalim Shin Ishtam Shubem means the Kalim that were Mishamish, the Eliheim Alahorim, Beloya Horim. Only Kalim of Tolus, not Kalim of Mechubah. But Atais is holding Daf Nun Beis, and Tais is Rosh. Paul said, no, it's a kipshuta that there's a disturb which Kalim Shin Ishtam Shubim are also. So he has why Kalim Shin Ishtam Shubim also. It's not a Lizorah. So how can you ask him a Shamshi? There's an issue of a Shamshi of a Lizorah. It's not the Shamshi of a Lizorah because the Har is not a Lizorah. How are the Kalim Shin Ishtam Shubim also? So it's Mutai can place the Rosh. It says it's Kalim Shin Ishtam Shubim. That it's Kalim Shin Ishtam Shubim when he did the Avodah. So the Kalim are Nesim Ikech the Avodah. Not because the Kalim are not also because they're Mishamshi Ahar. The Kalim were also because he was Ovid with them. And it wasn't my Salvador. So this Tosfos saying, it's not exactly the same, but sort of reminiscent. Tosfos saying that the Tzipri is not also because it's Tzipri of Avodah Zarah. It's not Tzipri of Avodah Zarah, the Har is not Avodah Zarah. The Tzipri is also in its own right because it's different with my Shamsa, because he was Ovid with them. Here it's somebody else. Because he was Mishtachavit to the Tzipri Agav the Har. Since the Tzipri was there, Mishas the Avodah, and the Tzipri is not Mechubah. According to the Tanakhama. So the Mela, the Tzipri became Neser, Al-Yidei the Avoida, the Tzipri became Neser. Which means we're talking about Tzipri that was there, but Shasa Avoida. Fact Tosis, if that's the case, and Tamer, my Maisi Tanakama Kodo is Sachwa, Blessed Sipui. Well, in my Kreel of Benoia, but it's Gichodim. The Postuk of Lysachwa, we're not talking about that. The Postuk of Lysachwa, Kesef Gova Shalayim, we'll have later on, but it's in a Noia Vedizor, that if you have a Noia Vedizor, and you put Noi on it, then the Noi becomes Osir, as Noia Vedizor. Which is assuming that Sipui is connected to well, it's the same Postuk, for sure, it's the same Postuk. So Tosis asks, so why do I need, so how, the Pasuk is telling me something else. The Pasuk is talking about Noya Avodah Zarah. Now you're telling me this is not Noya Avodah Zarah. This is a Tzipui that's Avodah Zarah in its own right. So how do you learn that from the same Pasuk? You can ask even why do you even need a Pasuk? Well, that would probably become clear from the answer. V'yesh Leimar, the Ochikam Maisi. It means like this. V'chihetki the Noya Avodah Zarah, Asiri, Tam Tolosh. Just like Noya Avodah Zarah is also, just like Noya regular Avodah Zarah, Tolosh Tikka Avodah Zarah is also. Apple P, the Ikabu Chodilu Tibusa Deina Nevar, even though regular Noya Avodah Zarah means Noya that you put on the Avodah Zarah after you worship it. So it's also, because it's Noya Tolosh. Noya real Avodah Zarah, even though it has a Mila, that you never worship the Noya. It's also anyway, because it's Noya Tolosh, it's Noya Avodah Zarah. So how can I mean Mr. Tzipi Yahar Nevodim, so too Tzipi Yahar is also, from the same pasuk, I forgot the ikah chadul tibusa sheheim ne'evodim mechubarim. Even though it also has a milo, this tzipui yahar, in that it was nevad when it was on top of something that's mechubar. So each one has a chadul tibusa. So what's he say? He says the mission making an equation. It's just like a regular noy of other also, even though on the one hand I never worship the noy. It's a mile. I never worship the Noy. But on the other hand, it has a chisaron that it's Noy of Tolosh. The Avodah Zarah itself is Tolosh. Torah says also. So here, it's the same level. In Amishna, we have the same level case, although it's just the opposite. Here it has a mile on the one hand that it's Sipri of Mechubar, but on the other hand, it has a chisaron that I was actually Oibad of Mechubar. I was actually Oibad of Sipri. The Sipri was on it, B'Shaf Be'Avodah. So each one has a mile and a chisar, so therefore they're the same, and the same possibly covers them both. So I'm still alive. But it's only for different reasons. This is also because it's Noy Avodah Zarah. I mean, over there, later on, that regular Noy is also because it's not Avodah Zarah itself, but it's Noy of real Avodah Zarah. Here, forget, it's not Noy of a real Avodah Zarah, the has not Avodah Zarah. It's also because the Noy itself is worshipped, so the Noy itself is a kind of Avodah Zarah. So totally unrelated. What is this? What is this? Chemistry. What is this weighing over here? It says a milo. It says chesaron. So they're the same. Everything that's a milo and a chesaron is the same. How much do I still need? It needs a hesbet. Happened every month tomorrow. I like that. Which Russell was new with the Martin underneath. I had a machshava, but I don't know if it's right in shot. places in the Chalad in the Tzipi Anevin and the Tzipi Shein Anevin. It's just in Poshup Shah. What's called the Tzipi Anevin and what's called the Tzipi Shein Anevin? Does places mean to me the Chalad between the Tzipi that was on the Avodazor B'Shas Avoida and the Tzipi that was put on later? If it's on the Avodazor B'Shas Avoida, that's a Tzipi Anevin. If it was put on later, that's a Tzipi Shein Anevin. Tyson Tour is much more. What does Tyson mean? That Tzipi HaNevad is, they're both talking about the Tzipi was on there, but it's on. But the Tzipi HaNevad means he had a mind to be over the Tzipi to Agatha. And Tzipi Shein HaNevad means he didn't have a mind to be over the Tzipi, he only had a mind to be over the Hak. That's one check and two. I think there he's more master than the first one. But Tzipi would say the second one. That Tzipi She'ein HaNevad means, no, it's on the Avodah Zarah. Maybe Noi also. Maybe it has to be on the Avodah Zarah, B'Shas De'Avodah. But it's not never. He wasn't over to the Noi. And here we're talking about where he's over to the Tzipi also, Agav Daha. It means not over to the Tzipi in its own right, then it would be Mamash Avodah Zarah. That can't be the case. It stresses, it's only Agav Daha. Again, you know, if he likes Tzipi and he's over to Tzipi, you know, he's over the mighty God Tzipui, then that would be over his own mamash. There's nothing to talk about that. It wouldn't make any sense. So that means it's Agav Dahar. But still, here he's over the Tzipui Agav Dahar, whereas Tzipui Shein never means it's there, B'Shas Avoda, but he's not over the B'Shas Mice. If we would say like that, I don't know if that could be possible B'Shas and Taisus. The Shek Taisus and Tzimur. Taisus may be going with different Mahakam in this place, so maybe it doesn't matter. But, maybe we could say, then maybe we could say a mahalach like this. That the reason why Noi becomes also a regular Noi, not Tzipi HaNevad, a regular Noi, Tzipi She'en HaNevad, the Tosfos calls. The reason why the Noi becomes also is not stand because it has a Shem Noi of Avodah Zarah. It's because since the Noi is toffled to the Avodah Zarah, that's what it is, Noi is toffled to the Avodah Zarah. So the act of Ishtachavoya to the Avodah Zarah asers not only the Avodah Zarah itself, but it asers who the Cholat Tafelima. So the Noi, the Maisa Avoida of the Avodah Zarah, which is the Oyser of the Avodah Zarah, that makes the Avodah Zarah also. When he's over the Avodah Zarah, since the Avodah Zarah has also rings and things, other things that are Tafel to Avodah Zarah, the Shas Maisa, so the Maisa Avoida asers not only Avodah Zarah, but collaterally, it asks everything that's toppled to Avodah Zarah. That's the Chiddush of Noi, that the things that are toppled to Avodah Zarah become Usr along with the Avodah Zarah. In that kind of case, he doesn't have to have in mind the Noi. He just has to have in mind that he's being over the Avodah Zarah. And that's a Maisa Avodah. And once it's a Maisa Avodah, it's poil and the Avodah Zarah becomes Avodah Zarah, the Getchka becomes Avodah Zarah. The idol, and the Melo, that is that Avodah also, Midinoi also asers, his Avodah asers not only Avodah Zarah itself to which it's directed, but it asers the things that are toppled to the Avodah Zarah. His Avodah asers them. However, here we have a case where the Avodah Zarah itself is Mechubah. I said before, it's Kilolein Avodah Klal. His Maisa Avodah is not really Messiachas and Mechubah at all. But since he had a mind also, in this case, never. He had a mind that when he was over the Har, that he wants to be over the Har with the Noi. Again, not the Noi in its own right. Not worshipping the Noi. But like he says, Agav the Har. But his Kavana is to be over the Har, and to be over the things that are toppled to the Har as trailer. So in that case, even though his Avodah can't touch the Har, because he will never, the Har is not Nipal, but the same way there's a concept of Noi, that when he's over the real Avodah Zarah, the Maisa Avodah asers the things that are toppled to Avodah Zarah and Melech. So when he's over something which can't become Avodah Zarah, but he has in mind that B'derech Tfelus, he also wants to include the Noi, normally he doesn't have to have it in mind, it happens automatically. His Maisa Avodah is Poel in the Har, it's Poel rather in the Getchka and the idol, and in Melech, the Dvar Matfelim also become part of his Maisa Avodah, without his Kavon. Here, that can't happen. But here he says the Feirish that he wants to be over the Dvar Matfelim Agav the Har. So then it's in the same way, they can't be able to Zohar in their own right, because he wasn't being over them in their own right. He was only being over them as Tfelim. But since there's a concept of Avoida Asering something that's toppled to Avoida Zohar, because normally when somebody's over Avoida Zohar, so ipso willy nilly, it spills over to the noi, and the noi also becomes osir because it's tough to the avodah zara. So here, if he himself has in mind that he wants to be over the noi in that tufildika way, so you can have the issa noi without even having the underlying avodah zara, and that's a chiddush. But that's what it says in this mishnah, that you can asir the dover hat tufil, his avodah can asir the dover hat tufil to the avodah zara, even though there is no avodah zara underlying, because he was over to it in a tufildika way, and his avodah asirs that too. That's the chadul tivus and chadul reis. Meaning, when you have a real avodah zara, I don't care that you miss cabin to the night. And maybe it's the anolani of your work is cabin to the night, so maybe he doesn't become lost. Yeah, but here the avodah zara itself becomes lost. So maybe the avodah is misyakas, but there are tefilas to everything that's tufil to the thing that is for cabin level. When the thing is nevad, then the things that are tefilim and maybe become included in the ma'aser avodah. When the thing itself is not nevad, but you had a mind to include the tefillin things to your ma'is avayda, so then your ma'is avayda asks the tefillin and asks the dvarim tefillin. Maybe say slightly different nusach, maybe a more balabatish nusach. It really comes to the same thing, but maybe you could say it more like, you know, more fleshik. That when a person is over the real avodah zara and he makes it into an elihus, so the dvarim had tefillin to the elihus, they also get a semi-god status. They also get there's a certain kilus when he's over to the avodah zara itself. So even though the noi is not the avodah zara itself, but it's the things that the avodah zara is decorated with. So there's a certain kilus that he's mekales kuflam etzalim. There's a certain veneration that he's doing. Not only to the avodah zara itself, but to the noi, the dvarim tefillin to the avodah zara, and that's what asks him. He doesn't even have to have the noi; that asks the mimela. Here, the avodah zara sahara itself doesn't become avodah zara, but since he has in mind the noi also, so there is a certain kilus that he's giving to the noi, to the tzipui, and the tzipui is not mechubah. The tzipui is able to recover that issa. So mimela. That kilos, that's what's called noy avodah zara. It's something which is not mamish worshipped, but it's worshipped in a tukulduka way. It's worshipped as a noy. It's venerated as a noy. And that's tarasa, the things not only the avodah zara itself, but the things that he venerates as noy of the avodah zara. So who didn't? He skips the whole, he skips the in-between part, he skips the hard part, and he just venerates the noy of the hard. So that also is enough. So there, you know, maybe with more colors. The whole thing, also, this both of these mahafa, whatever, it's basically the same out. It all assumes that sipui she'ein in evad means it's there b'shas avoda. It's my avoda that's asering it. It's just I didn't have it in mind. So that was mahal sipui in evad and sipui she'ein in evad. Yeah, I think Tosfos Pura, if I remember correctly, maybe I have it here. I think Tosfos Pura, not mashma that way, but I don't think Tosfos Pura has this chadol tivus of this, so it may not matter. Yeah, that'll be helpful.
Oh, he's talking about.
Actually, see sounds like I'm saying. The Irish had sipri never. The Afila Hoki Shoyle Rebbe Yisak Lili Mishum Shein Oibna Noi Se Ela Agav Ahar Ubotu Lagabe. Rabban Nami would have been matter if not for the Pulse. The Kfan Nisi the Irish had sipri never. In the Irish also the Rosh. Yeah. Ein Oibna Noi Se Ela Agav Ahar. They're talking over the sipri. But they're only over the Agav Bahar. And that's the Nidun over here. then he says the Gemara elsewhere, that's the Hemshech HaTaisus, that's Suga Bar Chaim's mother, Hosam K'she'en HaTzipui Nebad. The passage of the Lashon is Mashba, that, like I'm saying. It's not being Chalik if the Tzipui is there B'Shas HaLeiber and not there B'Shas HaLeiber. Tzipui maybe has to be there B'Shas HaLeiber. He's Mechalik when they over it. So come out a very big Chiddush Din, that according to that the Isser of Noi only applies if the Noi is there B'Shas HaLeiber. But if they put the Noi on the Avodah Zorah and not B'Shas HaLeiber and nobody was over it, it was only necessary when somebody comes along and is over the Avodah Zorah with the Noi. It could be. I don't think there's anywhere but fair. The Mishnah says that Noi and Avodah Zorah is also, yeah, because people are over it all the time and the Noi is there, so it becomes necessary. But Lu Yitzurah, yeah, if somebody puts Noi and Avodah Zorah and nobody had a chance to be over it yet, maybe in Echonami, maybe the Mashmoy series, that's following, that would follow what I'm saying. There's no Maisa Avodah to Asur. The Noi is not also because that is a Shem Noi Avodah Zorah. The Noi is also because it's because the Avodah Asur. This whole Chod of people's Tosfos only makes sense if you learn like that. You have to know if there's any kashas in that. If that would not be true, if Noya Avodah Zorah would just become also just by being Noya Avodah Zorah, then Chod HaTaisus had no, this Chod HaTaisus would make no sense. What's that to do with here? Where it's never. The whole Chod HaTaisus only makes sense if we say Noya is always also Al Yidei the Avodah. But there's different ways that the Avodah could ask for the Noya. The Avodah could ask for the Noya, because the Avodah is directed better at the Avodah Zorah itself. And it's never, and then it spills over to the Noya, the Avodah. Or in the case where it's Kibul Oidabad, where it's Mechubar, and it's not able to, if he's aiming at the Avodah Zorah, if he's aiming at the Har, then nothing happens. But no, if he widens his aim, that he wants to include the Tzipi of the Har, so then the Tzipi of the Har could become Nesar, also B'derech, B'derech Noi. That's basically what I'm saying. The Gemara says that Ein Hekdesh L'Avodah Zorah. Yeah, Mechoy has that shtim. It's mashma over there that if there would be hekdesh, it would be osir, toslin, zalt, and nari. And, nobody was over the mechas. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's also talking since they're over to the Akhuditi. We'll have to pass it if they're over to the Akhuditi, but okay, to the Akhuditi, maybe they're over to it. So, well, that's very hard to say. But the Akhuditi in the Merchats, were they over it? Hashem's not, because the Mishnah's dad and David that there was bitul, because they kept being masked in the front of them. Doesn't sound like they were being over it all the time. They would be over it all the time. What would it help that they were being molested all the time? So it would just be back and forth. Sounds like the Aphrodite was not being never. And yet, the Merchat was also Ralph's Noi. So it was Midrash Sanat. This is Midrash Sanat. It's not like a Tachshit. But if it would be like a Tachshit, it would be Nessa Ralph's Noi. Sounds like it could have an Issa Noi even Shalai B'Shas Avodah. I don't know. I mean, somebody must have been able to Saphodit at some point. Because otherwise, how would it be, why would it be a problem in the first place? I'm not sure what the Metzias was. I mean, that Saphodit in the Rechav, the assumption is it must have been at some point that somebody was able to. Otherwise, how would it be also? Miyuchad Avodah is something in a way. Enough. It's called Machlekes Tanoin. If a guy is miyachet something from Avodah Zorah, he's never able to. Machlekes Tanoin.
Even if they were able to later, they got Noi according to Rebbe's Mahal, when that not do anything.
If what?
If somebody was later in a Avodah Zarah and they put a necklace on that Avodah Zarah later, so it never...
Right, that's my problem. So maybe they were over this Avodah when it was already in the Mechas. Like when they inaugurated it, I don't know. Hard to say. No, but that's a clearly the whole Mitzvah. What's the Sephardi? You know, the Sephardi, while it was in the Mechatz, you know, on a regular basis, they were clearly not over it. Because the Gemara says they were not married. The Mishnah says they were not married in the Minigalegos. So how did it become an Avodah Zarah in the first place? Because they were Miachet for it? They weren't. They were Miachet for the Mechatz. Maybe not. Maybe it was worshipped in its past, and then they slept in into the Mechatz. I don't know. The whole Mitzvah here, I'm not so clear what's the Mitzvah of this Sephardi with the Mechatz. You're still right. You're right. The pashtus sounds like the Afoditi was not nevered in the Mechatz, and yet we get the Gemara discussing there should be noi. Sounds like you could have noi not only the Shas Avodah. That's actually what this is over here. Maybe if we'll say the second Nusuf that I said, the more Balabatas in Nusuf, then maybe we could even dispense with the need to be over the Noy in a regular case of Noy Avodah. So the Noy Avodah becomes Usur because, since he's using it to decorate the Avodah Zarah, so it has a certain, it's an object of kibbutz, it's an object of certain amount of veneration, and that's what asks it. That is tachaboyim. The being tuffel to levon is the getting of the status, the acquiring of the status of something that is associated with avazora and miskalis in a, that tuffel to kind of way. And it doesn't need an active shachar. The Avodah Zarah, the original Avodah Zarah, needs a ma'aseh avodah to become also. A mechayis tanoi, maybe it's not that the miyachad to be Avodah Zarah. That's mechayis tanoi. But kaponim, I don't remember how we passed it. But a kaponim, you need to make it into Avodah Zarah. You place it with Avodah Zarah, you worship it as Avodah Zarah. But once you have an Avodah Zarah going, then you add to it a tachshit, so the tachshit becomes venerated in conjunction with Avodah Zarah as a tuffle to Avodah Zarah. And the Torah asks it then. Here I have a har. Har's not a Avodah Zarah at all. But he's mishtachav to the har, and agav the har, he's mishtachav to the noi. So maybe the noi then gets that degree of elihus that every noi of Avodah Zarah has. Knows every noi of Avodah Zarah is also because it has a semi elihus. It's a noi of an elihus. It's a noi of an elihus machayim. That's why it's also. Doesn't necessarily need a ma'aseh shachavoyah to get that. It gets it by being put on the Avodah Zarah and thereby becoming noy Avodah Zarah. It then gets the status of a demigod. You know, it's a semi elihus. It's associated with an elihus. It's miskalis agav the Avodah Zarah itself. So here you have a har. A har is not an Avodah Zarah. So you just put noy on it, nothing's going to happen. But if you then venerate the noy in that same kind of way that you're oivid to it, maybe you can give it a shem noy with an active shachavoyah. And that's a chiddush, but maybe you could. You can give it a shem noy just by attaching it to the Avodah Zarah. Or, that's not, you're not going to work. But you can also give it a shem noy by l'chadchila being over to it on the level of noy Avodah Zarah. On the level of something that's top of the Avodah Zarah. And that will also make it into noy Avodah Zarah, and it'll become also that, and it'll become also on that level. Maybe that's enough. Maybe we don't. Maybe that'll work by itself. We don't have to go out on this limb that noi requires an act of ishtachavoyah, which is risky to do. Okay, maybe that's that would work. That could still work. It's basically the same halakha. I'm just a slight modification. I readily know you don't have to mishtachav after it, because it's miskalis just by being made noyav and not. It gets the kilus by association. Here you don't have that, it's a har. But you can be mishtachav to it on the level of noyav, and that will make it noyav. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. You could be mishtachav, normal noyav. Noyav is a topot avodah zarah, but being topot avodah zarah means it's an avodah zarah and it's topot avodah zarah. It means it's a gadol level of a topot avodah zarah. You can be mishtachav to something and make it right away. Or through the mishtachav itself, you can make it a god on the level of none. Okay, that's good. Okay, I don't know when to finish this place today. You have to read a little bit more. Just 5 minutes. Then tell me, my high, the tzipri har also, but the kirvosi shaya. Vila neva de balichayim, havi ipcho, the master reish per kol asur and bitmur. Kida amin and hosta maske for vchina taima de rabbi kol tzipri de balichayim, and minapol kol heisi neva de rabbi kol tzipri mutter with the vaya. Vach sila vayal to maske mit vay maisi kre, alo de vaya hola hegit mutter. Vach agap, the kirvosi balichayim also, the master reish per kol. What Tosfos wants with the Gemara over there about Chinuna and so on, very sosul and chosul, I have no idea what he saw in that Gemara. The Rav Chinuna part, the part that he quotes, not with sosul. You'll take a look. You have to take a look at that Gemara tomorrow. But there's an interesting thing. Tosfos asking a kasha. He says you have mamash for sakuchas. When it comes to mechuber, the din is to crave as a mechuber is mutter. That's the Gemara in Chulam. Shtachav alahar. And the other in Tzipi Yahar, that's our mission. Tzipi Yahar is also. When it comes to Balei Chayim, don't forget. The Krav is a Balei Chayim, is also, that's also the Gemara in Chulam. Tzipi of Balei Chayim, Tosfos claims that in Tumur it says that Tzipi of Balei Chayim is also. So Tosfos reads it into the end of the sugya over there about Rav Chinuna, Maskel Rav Chinuna. It's very, very obscure what he wants. But bottom line is, Tosfos says, there's a Gemara in Chulam Chavres that says that Tzipi of Balei Chayim is Mudra. Rashi, as quoted by places before, brought the Gemara in Tumura to say that Sipri Balei Chayim is also. But Tosfos quoted Rashi. The back was my kid in Arashi. Not Rashi, that's okay. But Tosfos quoted Rashi. Ube Tumura, that chotchesim beis, the places before, Elayim. Ube Tumura, that chotchesim beis, muki lahaikod leisachma da Balei Chayim, that we do me do mechubim. So Rashi quoted the Gemara in Tumura as saying, that Sipuy of Balei Chayim is also. And Tosfos quoting the same Gemara in Tumura as saying that Sipuy of Balei Chayim is Mukhtar. So my high, they see the Gemara in Tumura, what's going on? They see the same Gemara, and Rashi sees him saying one thing, and Tosfos sees him saying just the opposite. So that all by itself is a Mokum meaning. Tosfos answers, right, Marie, the Tipuy of Tumura, Mari Shein and Neva, Ben, and also Elon Leibahama. That the Tipuy in Tumura is talking about where it's not Neva. So that's how it's all about. If it's not never, then Sipri is Mutter even by a high. That's what they said before. By the way, here's Hakim Adlib. The case of a Sipri that's not never is not that they put the Sipri on later. It's that it's Eimei Osri Elo Lanoi Ba'alma. Even if, like, Tosfos could have said, well, they were talking about the Sipri that wasn't on the Balchai B'Shasta Avodah. That's not what he said. He says it was on the Balchai B'Shasta Avodah, but it was only Lanoi Ba'alma. So before, like you were pointing out in Tosfos Rosh, it's good for me that the difference between Sipri Neva and Sipri Shein Neva is not, was it there B'Shasta Avodah or not? It's always there B'Shasta Avodah, or at least the case of the places is envisioning. The difference between Sipri Neva and Sipri Shein Neva is what's his Kavanah. Sipri Shein Neva is Lanoi Ba'alma. Sipri Neva is that he's not going over to the Sipri Agav Ba'ar. Okay, that's good. Inami Ikula Meimar. They did too. Also, they said, "We'll show you Sipri Har, but we'll never." Maybe there it's going to be said, "We'll." Okay. In the last few lines, in places have to look at later on. So that we'll leave all together. Okay. So we're there to meet Monday. I want to talk about this Gemara and Tumura, the places of quoting. Why? How do they see two different things out of the same Gemara, Rashi and places? And then we'll start this again. That's what I guess this next week, final last week, two weather guys will be around. Is anybody going to be around past next week? After next week? Everybody's gone. Okay, so next week's the last week. Is anybody around next week? Okay, so next week. So we just share with this sugya. This sugya, man, I'm taking over Madala. This is sugya for next week. Okay.